Ron Appleby sat up in bed. What was that? He listened. The horses in the livery next door were uneasy. Something wasn't right. He touched Linda's side of the bed. The sheets were empty and cold. He sighed heavily as he leapt out of bed. While staring into the dim moonlit night, he yanked on his breeches, shirt, and vest. He tucked and buttoned everything into place. His sheriff badge, never removed from the vest, reflected a soft illumination. His hawk-like eyes caught movement. A slight dark figure slipped through the slats of the corral. Appleby was outside in a flash. A long, dark duster, lifted by a breeze, exposed the intruder's indigo-blue canvas breeches, tucked into stovepipe boots, as the figure made its way into the barn, where over a dozen horses were kept by the livery. Two of them belonged to the Applebys, his and his wife's. His deputy had taken his horse when he left town with a large group of men who were on a Hail Mary hunt for buffalo to help get the town through winter after a harsh, dry summer. A horse whinnied in the waning moonlight. Hooves stamped straw-strewn dirt as the horses awakened to steel bars scraping against latches. Their stall doors were opened and lead ropes were snapped onto halters. Sheriff Appleby hid in the shadows opposite the double doors leading to the street as six horses were guided into the cold night air. He stepped out from the barn wall. "Hold it right there!" His baritone voice cut through a chilling breeze. Sheriff Appleby swung his Winchester to engage the cartridge into position, the only warning he would give. The figure stopped abruptly when he spoke, slowly lifting gloved hands that were still holding six ropes. "Don't shoot!" The dark figure didn't dare turn around to face the accuser. "We don't cotton to horse thieves around these parts," Ron drawled, his Texas roots thick in his voice. The figure shrugged. "I didn't reckon you would. It's why I came in the dead of the night." The horses shivered and whinnied. It was unusually chilly for September. They were cold and nervous. For beasts of burden, they knew something was wrong with being taken from their stalls in the middle of the night without being tacked for a ride. "Here's what you're gonna do." The sheriff inched toward the thief, keeping his rifle aimed from his hip. "You're gonna hand me them lead ropes and turn around so I can cuff you."
"And what if I don't?"
"Well," the sheriff let one side of his mouth curl up with humor, "then I'll be forced to shoot you." The thief swallowed hard and held out one arm awkwardly to hand the ropes over his shoulder to the sheriff. "That's good. Now, put your hands behind your back." The thief complied. Appleby looped the lead ropes around his arm and pulled out his handcuffs, slapped them on the thief's wrist, and squeezed them tighter than he should have.
"Ow, Ron! That hurts!"
"Well, dang it, Linda. You wanted everything to be authentic."
"Yeah, but you don't gotta cut my hands off at the wrist just to let me experience what it feels like to get arrested as a horse thief."
"Woman, this was your idea, not mine." She sighed.
"All I'm asking is for you to loosen these cuffs just a little bit."
"Fine."
Ron used his key to unlock the cuffs and pulled them open just a couple of clicks so they were not so tight against his wife's wrists.
"That better?"
"Yes. Thank you. Now what?"
"What do you mean?"
She sighed louder this time. "What would you do with the thief now?"
"Well?"
He looked at the six horses and his wife, waiting for him to complete the task of arresting her as a horse thief.
"I reckon I'd latch your cuffs to a post so I can put these horses back in their stalls, since my deputy's not here to help. It'll be up to me to take care of them before I take you to jail."
"All right. Then let's do that."
"Linda, this is ridiculous. Let's just go back to bed."
"No, I need to know the whole experience so I can write an authentic story about a lady bounty hunter and her horse thief bandit."
"Whoever heard of a lady bounty hunter in the first place?"
"Ron, we've been through this. Please, you promised."
"Oh, all right. But let the record show I don't like it."
"Duly noted." She chuckled and stood while he took another set of cuffs to connect the cuffs on her wrists to the brass ring on the post.